From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Christine DiMatte. The Atlantic hurricane season officially starts tomorrow. And besides thinking about supplies, you might also want to get in touch with your neighbors. After Hurricane Irma last year, there's a push to help neighbors help each other if another major storm makes landfall. WLRN's Kate Stein explains.
72 hours. 3 days.
Mark Moore oversees Miami's Emergency Operations Center, and 3 days' worth of supplies is what officials expect people to have on hand when a hurricane is coming. For people living on low or fixed incomes, 3 days' worth of supplies can be too much to afford.
A friend of mine on Facebook said, you know what, I don't know what I'm going to do.
Nancy Mater is a climate justice organizer with the New Florida Majority. The group advocates for lower-income communities. A few days before Hurricane Irma hit, Mater was at a meeting telling other leaders what she heard from a friend.
It's the first of the month. I just paid all my bills, and I do not have enough money to pay for gas or any hurricane materials that I need.
Valencia Gunder was there, too. She's an activist, primarily in Miami's Liberty City neighborhood.
The communities that we care about are just going to be screwed over. Like, a sense of hopelessness just came over me.
The storm hit many lower-income communities hard, especially in the days after. People's non-perishable food ran low, and they couldn't afford to restock. And lines for emergency food stamps took 7 or 8 hours. With school closed, kids couldn't get reduced cost or free lunches. Seniors suffered through air conditioning outages that lasted 2 weeks.
I couldn't go down the steps because I live on the third floor. No electricity for the elevators.
Evangeline Gibson lives in a subsidized apartment in Overtown in Miami. Some relief came from volunteers, police, and a few commissioners dropping off ice or hosting free barbecues in parks.
I had a good neighbor that went downstairs and brought me up hot food and ice.
Less than a year later, support from neighbors is what community groups in Miami-Dade and Broward are trying to tap into to make lower-income communities more resilient against hurricanes. In Dade and Broward, there have been town halls and planning sessions to figure out places to store supplies and people to communicate important information before and after a storm. At a meeting in Brownsville in Miami, Valencia Gunder says she understands officials may have to prioritize getting roads and critical infrastructure up and running after a storm.
If I'm in my community and we have to wait 72 hours for whoever to come into our community to assist us, we can help one another until the help comes in.
Organizers say they're not trying to replace help from local governments. They still expect cities and counties to make hurricane plans that include people who are vulnerable. They want government officials in the conversation. Jane Gilbert is resilience officer for the City of Miami. She's in charge of connecting different city departments to work on all kinds of challenges. Gilbert was at the meeting in Brownsville. She says people who are connected with their neighbors tend to fare much better after disasters.
Because they do tend to check in on each other. And if they need help, whether it's getting food or ice or clearing out trees and debris or just making sure someone who's maybe physically more vulnerable is okay.
This idea of relying on neighbors is taking hold among South Florida leaders.
That's the first line of defense.
The Southeast Florida Regional Climate Change Compact is a collaboration among governments, businesses, and nonprofits in Palm Beach, Broward, Miami-Dade, and Monroe counties. They say when neighbors are connected to each other, that can help with issues from traffic to sea level rise to gun violence. In Miami, Jane Gilbert says the city is starting to think about how grassroots efforts might fit into official plans for hurricanes. Some other places have training courses for a new volunteer corps. They'll help out with things like cleaning up neighborhoods, first aid, and communications. In Monroe County, they'll get a special pass to get back in, right after a storm. I'm Kate Stein in Miami.
And this is WLRN News. I'm Christine DiMatte.